Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now.
Well, what are we going to do today after yesterday? The build-up, waiting for it. The pressure's growing. Is it going to be all right? And now it's going to start. And, wow, it couldn't get any better than that. I don't know how we could do any more suspenseful than yesterday. Of course, New York primary day doesn't come around every year.
New Start 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach.
Have you ever seen such an uncelebrated event as the New York primary?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I was talking to somebody that voted at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and they were number 6 for the day. I mean, that's sad. That's pretty sad. But the turnout was really low, but at least it's worth a try, and we'll see where that goes from here. Meanwhile, Tony, you did a yeoman's job. It didn't quite work out the way we wanted it to. When Rush Limbaugh had not mentioned this, and we thought it'd be very nice if Rush mentioned it. So you, what did you do? Text his producer, or you? What did you Instagram? What did you do?
I communicate once in a while back and forth with Bo Snerdly via Twitter, and I sent him a message. Say, hey, Bo,
heads up.
You know, can Rush please mention David Bellavia, WBEN talk show host, Medal of Honor? You know, kept it really short, but. You know, Bo's a pretty busy guy,
yeah.
And he never got back to me, so I don't know if he saw the message or not.
Well, I was a little disappointed. It's still possible Rush could open the show with it today.
Sure.
And that is possible. I was very moved by yesterday's ceremony, as I'm sure you were. A lot of brass in that room, I can tell you that. And David looked good in his uniform. I wonder if that was his other uniform or if they made him a new one. What do you think?
My guess is it's a new one.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's a new one. Probably custom tailored too.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
Yeah, to look top drawer. Yeah, a lot of big officials in there from the Department of Defense and I heard retired generals and some people I'm sure who are still active. But it was I kept looking for Susan and Tim. Susan would be easy to spot because she has red hair. But I did not see either one of them. Did either of you guys see either one?
I didn't see them, no.
Were you looking for them? I was looking for them.
Not on TV, I did not see them. Obviously, in Twitter videos that they posted, I saw them and Mike Baggerman.
All right, good. Yeah, we're all there and good coverage. And you and Brenda Lacey were on last night talking to people a little after the event action.
Yeah, you can definitely feel the love for David Bellavia in Western New York, around the country. And we had Michael Caputo on yesterday. We also had Mike Baggerman set the scene of the ceremony. He said he didn't see Jim Acosta, which was my first question.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I sent an email to my brother-in-law alerting him that what was happening because he holds 2 Bronze Stars and many trips to Vietnam. And he texted me back later how impressed he was, and I guess it'd be difficult not to be impressed. I thought it would be special, though, to pick out a song. You know, I spent a lot of my career as a disc jockey, and part of what I did was pick out the right song for the right moment. And I'm thinking, what can I possibly do for David Bellavia? What song would epitomize David Bellavia? And I came up with this one. David, for you. I saw the president.
Makes me feel sad for the rest.
No, the rest were there too, being honored.
Nobody does as good as you.
How would Bowerly describe David?
Baby, you're the best.
How nice! Welcome home, David! Congratulations to our David Bellavia. We have part ownership in David Bellavia, I'm thinking. And what a moment yesterday, and thought we'd wrap it up with that today. But lots of people, they're still sending texts, emails, all the kind of stuff. Here's one that they obviously misunderstood something. So what are you guys talking about? First you say he's the only living recipient of the Medal of Honor. Next sentence you say there's 24 others. No. He's the only living recipient for the Medal of Honor from Iraq, from the Iraq conflict. And so, sorry, you mixed that up, but that's what it is. But that medal looks very, you got to be careful putting it on somebody. It looks like delicate, doesn't it?
Yeah, kind of. It does.
I mean, the medal part is one thing, but the ribbon part looks delicate. You could drop it easily. I do hope that we get a chance to see it in person like we did when we saw the gold medal. I remember that. That was fun. And this even surpasses that. We'll be back with more after this. I watched it. I'm sure you watched it. I wonder if they did any overnight television ratings to see how many of you watched it. But I'm sure many of you did. Tony, you got home in time to see it. And first of all, this is funny with this first text here. A great choice of a song for David. The more I hear his story, the more I'm impressed with him. Well, you heard his story. One thing that seemed unusual yesterday was, first of all, Shepard Smith, if you're watching Fox, I had the radio on, and then I had the video for Fox. But when I clicked it up back and forth, Shepard Smith told a story of why he was receiving this medal, okay? Then they go, and the president tells the exact same story. And then, just before they give him the medal, they repeat the same story. So that was three times. I think in the future, for future recipients, it should just be the president. And maybe they shouldn't release it early to TV. TV should just get it from the moment. It should be in the moment. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. But I missed the beginning with Shepard Smith, thankfully. So I caught it just in time.
Yeah, I don't like Shepard Smith either, but I was trying to see who was carrying what.
Right.
We're media hounds, so we always want to know who's carrying what. But that was it. Very moving. Now we've shared David Bellavia's story with the world. Now everybody knows it. And they said one of the reporters said there was talk that maybe a movie could be made. And I thought they were already working on that.
Yeah, as far as I know, Ron Howard is directing a movie. I don't know where they are in production, but I've talked about that to David with him in the past.
We've heard about that. That's why that was a strange statement. But it was pretty impressive seeing the size of that room. I didn't realize that 200-plus people were in the room. Imagine that. And all you could see was a lot of brass, shall we say, big time people from our from the people that keep us safe, from our military. And so it was great.
It was impressive.
It was, and it's one of the things. It's like right after the prom, the day after the prom. Now it's over. Now what do we do? I mean, that was so exciting. Did you watch it too, Buzzy?
Yes, I watched it live and then again on replay.
Okay, so you saw it twice.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was very well handled. The president has a nice touch. He mispronounced a couple of words, but beyond that, the rest of it I thought was pretty impressive.
And nobody said Bellavia. They all said Bellavia.
Yeah, it's good because I think the natural pronunciation would be the wrong one.
It's funny. I asked Mike Baggerman last night because, you know, the teleprompter, you could see
Baggerman?
Baggerman.
Baggerman?
You could see the teleprompter if you were the media. And I asked him, how many times did the president go off script during the thing? He goes, I couldn't count them.
Well, the president likes to, what he likes to do is weave in his own personal feelings with the text. And that's fine. I think that's part of what he does. I'm still coming down from it. I'm sure you are too, but it'll be with us for a long time. Meanwhile, something that probably won't be with us too long, the first debate tonight. Oh, my God. Are you ready for this? I mean, this is just the beginning of the end. What do you think, Tone? Well, we almost went nuts in the last election.
First of all, it'll be a contest to see who hates Trump the most. Then we will get into pandering, free stuff, who can out-give away the house. More, you know, free this, free that. It's going to be a joke.
Well, from what I heard today on the early morning show, there's only going to be room for 6 minutes for each of the people there, okay? If you want to waste part of your 6 minutes by putting down the president when that doesn't differentiate you from anybody else, I don't think that's time well spent. I think you have to come up with something that'll be uniquely yours. If you were the only one on stage or one of two, say, on stage going after the president, that'd be one thing. They all have the potential to go after him, so I think it would be a waste of their time. If I were advising them, which I'm not, I'd say fight where you have the best chance to win. Come up with your best shot because you're only going to have 6 minutes. And if don't save it. Go for it now. Go for it like it's the last round and you're behind on the scorecard. That's why I don't think there might be some reference to him, but I don't think it'll be elongated.
No, I think they'll get their shots in every chance they get.
To say something.
Yeah, but they're not running on anything other than hatred of Trump and pandering, giving away free stuff, like I said. So where can they go?
Well, I think they have to, their Looney Tunes freshman class there with all those women, they've gone so far off to the left you can't even see them from there. So there has to be space between reality and that.
Speaking of Looney Tunes, did you see AOC crying at the border? There was a funny meme on Facebook this morning of, it said, when you fight, go to Chick-fil-A, but remember it's Sunday. And it was the pictures of her crying at the border.
Oh.
I thought it was quite humorous on this Wednesday morning.
See, I think those freshmen that are in Washington going to drag that party right into obscurity because they're trying to, the leadership of the party is trying to make them happy and trying to reach out to voters who have to pay the bills for all the things that they're promising, like you said. Free this, free that, free this. I mean, the education alone, $1.6 trillion that's in outstanding debt for student loans.
Don't worry, Bernie's got us covered.
$1.6 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
So what else? Is the silent majority is, most people hearing that, if they went to college, had to pay for it themselves. And now they're hearing we're going to spend $1.6 trillion for people who didn't pay for it themselves. I don't think so. So even if they may outwardly support it because they don't want to seem like, oh, gee, I'm really not in favor of getting rid of my kids' debt. But the bottom line is I think many people would resent spending that kind of money when they had to pay for it.
Yeah, well, we had to pay for it, but according to Bernie, it's free.
Well,
money's going to grow on trees.
Bernie's the candy man.
Well, my whole thing with this is college isn't for everybody, right? I think up through high school, everyone deserves that education. But I think college, there are people that just, hey, high school was enough, and they can get great jobs out of high school. College, now if it's free, there's just more money on the taxpayer because there's that kid who's on the fence that if he had to pay for it, wouldn't have gone. But now that you're going to pay for it, go, oh, I'll give it a try. See why not? Go for a few semesters, flunk out, and now we're responsible for them.
And we have free college in New York because we think, especially you people who are here illegally, go to the front of the line with some free college. How do you like that? And what we're all talking about basically is what the show is going to be about today. There's a CBS survey that we love CBS because we own it. But there is a this is probably CBS News, but there's a CBS survey that says 2/3 of American employees regret their college degrees. And I assume by the terminology regret, it's they didn't think that they got their money's worth, their bang for the buck. Part of this, I think, besides what Beamer just said and Tony just said, part of it is that colleges promise everything. Remember, colleges are a business. It's not a church. It's a business. And you're a wide-eyed kid just out of high school, probably before that, but for the sake of continuity, let's say you're right out of high school, and they'll promise you the moon. But remember, they're promising you things to get you to sign up, and that's what's going on. There's no guarantee that even if you take these things and you pass them with a decent grade, that there's a market for them. They're not going to tell you, yes, this museum management major is right for you. Of course, there's only 3 jobs in the entire world that are open in any one year, but that's all right. Museum management is your destiny. So they sell you what they have. They sell you what's on the shelf. It doesn't work out in the marketplace, and now 2/3 of people have just discovered it. So my basic question is, was your college degree worth it? Plain and simply, was your college degree worth it? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. We'll be back with Beach & Company.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here is our deal of the day. Zigzag across the Erie Canal on zip lines. It speeds up to 40 miles an hour for half the price. Only on the Niagara Zipper. Kids and adults save 50% on Niagara Zipper Adventures. Nothing like a zipper adventure. It's today's deal of the day from My Buffalo Perks. Details at mybuffaloperks.com. A poll out by CBS says that 2/3 of American employees regret their college degrees. And I assume that the insinuation is they did not think it was worth it. It has they have not been able to work in their field that they had chosen. They picked the wrong ones. They were heading in the wrong direction. I mean, I would assume that's what it means by the word regret. And one of the things we're talking about, both Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, free college. How about that? Yes, we'll pick up your student loans. They have different plans, but keep in mind, student debt right now is, are you ready? $1.6 trillion. $1.6 trillion in outstanding student loans. And so Bernie and to some degree Elizabeth Warren want to pick that up. And I'm asking if you think that's a good idea. And I'm also asking, was your college degree worth it? I don't think there's any conflicting evidence that some people are just don't need college. They have a particular set of skills that are marketable and can have a good life without going to college. But you see, for years and years and years, it was beaten into our head that, oh, you've got to go to college. I mean, absolutely. If you don't go to college, what kind of a life can you have? Can you put bread on the table, let alone meat on the table? And the answer is, of course, you can live without college. College, I think, is partially the fault by selling things that maybe gullible people buy because they've been told it's good for them, but it isn't necessarily necessary, okay? And as I said, colleges are business. Think of walking into a store, and that store is the college, and they have shelves here. They have business. They have theater. They have this. They have that. They have this. And wow, I'm glad you completed high school. How can I help you? Oh, you would like one of these and one of these? We also have this, you know. This is really hot. Everybody's talking about, you want one of these? Okay. And how about that? Yes, welcome to Beach College. So they're selling you what they have on the shelf. And you've been told your whole life that you had to go to college in order to have any chance to make it. So that's a deadly combination for gullibility with being able to sign on the dotted line. And here are the promises of your bright future, when indeed you may have a brighter future by not going. And as I said, it depends on what your interests are, what your skills are. But the bottom line is, I would think that you'd be able to have enough confidence in what you bring to the table, whether you go to college or not. But there's a lot of pressure from parents and a lot of pressure from society to go to college. And I think when they took this survey from CBS, what was in the minds of a lot of people were, I was promised. I went and I worked hard. I got my degree and now I can't find a job. Or I got my degree and now the jobs are so few and far between. I needed something that'll help me earn a living, and I did not take the proper courses. So it isn't lost because I was sitting in the classroom learning, but it was not applied the way that I thought it would be applied. And I can understand that totally. So I'm asking if indeed you regret your college degree or not. It probably cost you some money. You had to pay back. Maybe needed a job to work while you were in school. So there's a lot of things that go into it. But I think between colleges showing you all their glittery new programs and your mother and father pushing you toward going to college and society saying you have to go to college, which isn't true, then I think that's the package. Tony, what do you think? Now, you got a couple of kids, and I'm sure you're already thinking ahead for college. But if you were advising the kids, say they were older now, if you were advising them, would you advise them what I just preached, or would you advise them go to college and work it out later?
Well, first of all, I'd have to find out what they're interested in doing.
Sure.
What will bring them joy in life, and what I, you know, if Nick were to come in, you know, I want to study, you know, ancient dinosaur bones.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to tell him that's not the way to go. If he decided he wanted to go the trade school route, if there was something that he was really passionate about, I would encourage that. But bottom line is you have to kind of push them towards what they're interested in and help guide them to go in that direction.
Oh, yeah. And you wouldn't, if a salesman had your kid's ear, okay, and he was selling something that would cost tens of thousands of dollars, in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars, I think you would find that you have to jump in there and explain the real truth about if spending that money is worth it to your kids.
And not only that, you have to be able to say, okay, if he comes out and says, and I know you went through this, if he said, Dad, I want to go to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
No, Nick, we're going to be a little bit more realistic. You know, Niagara University, Buff State, UB are fine schools. Maybe we should be taking a look at that.
Yeah, my daughter once approached my wife at the time and myself and said, I've decided what I want to do. Okay, yes, what is it? We had put her college money away. It was there, okay? I want to go to UCLA, she says. And I said, what? UCLA is 3,000 miles away. Do you really want to go to UCLA? What are they offering at UCLA that you cannot get in other colleges? Well, I just want to go there. Well, yeah, you want to go to UCLA because it's UCLA and it's where it is. You like the thought of being out there. I said, until you can prove to me that there's an educational reason why you might like to go someplace, don't just point at a map. Oh, look, it's a party school. I want to go here. And they all cost a lot of money. Now, Buzzy, what about you? Do you buy that a lot of two-thirds, 66 and change percent of American employees regret their college decisions?
I understand that. I don't regret college. Not because of the education. I think a lot of social skills might be learned in college, especially living on campus.
Sure.
You learn a lot. But I think you can get that outside of college. I don't think you need college for that. If I'm ever a parent, big if. And
your doctor called. Don't worry about it.
Oh, good. Oh, thank God. But I'll be on Maury Povich next week.
Yes, I bet you will.
But if they and my child said, I'm sure I want to go to college because I want to study blank, and it was something that would actually pay off, right?
Yeah.
Then I would say, hey, pick a school of your choosing, but I would want them to get the full college experience. For me, and I know this sounds ridiculous, if you're going to go right out of high school, which again, I think is something too many people do, is they feel they have to jump right from high school. I think taking that year or two off is actually a really smart idea because you learn. Maybe I can find something without college that I'll enjoy doing the rest of my life, not force myself right from high school to college.
Well, I took a year after I graduated from high school to work so that I'd have enough money to go to radio school, and it worked out pretty well. Yeah, I think you have to be the guiding factor. Now, you can go to college and study something that isn't marketable because you just want to learn about that subject. Maybe for some reason you have a yearning to know something about that, and you can learn that. But if you're going to make a living from it, you have to be thinking ahead of how marketable will those skills be. In other words, they're all right to sit in class and listen to them, but who's going to pay you to work them? I mean, you have to think like that. You have to have a value. You have to have the ability to do something that has a value to it. And I don't think the colleges care that much once you leave to make sure that you got a job or even push you along that road. So I'd like to hear from you. Two-thirds of this CBS survey said American employees, two-thirds of them, regret their college degrees. Do you? $1.6 trillion outstanding student loans. Should Bernie and Elizabeth Warren have you pick up the debt on that? Was your college degree worth it? We're back after this. Was your college degree worth it? And should Bernie and Elizabeth Warren pick up the tab for outstanding debt? Outstanding student loan debt, which now is at $1.6 trillion. Let's go to Tim on line one on a cell phone. Tim, you're on WBEN.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I love driving around listening to you guys. I've never had the need to call in.
Well, I'm glad you called in. What's on your mind?
I tell you what, this issue really just struck a chord with me, Sandy. And when you were mentioning degrees where you don't get your value, and if you're going to take a degree in, I think you said museum management.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. So a little background. I worked in pro sports for 20 years, and my degree is in sports management, but I have a concentration in athletic training, so I got my certificate as an athletic trainer. And I think sports management, I'm doing this almost as a public service announcement. Anyone out there that's taking a sports management degree thinking that they're going to work in pro sports, as long as what they're looking to do is throw out T-shirts in a game or work at the will call window, like those are the two jobs that sports management majors get. If you're looking to work in pro sports, get a degree in finance, get a degree in marketing, something where you can work somewhere else. Like if it doesn't work out with a professional sports team, you can go and work at any other business.
That's excellent advice, because I would have, as a layman, thought, gee, the sports is so prevalent in the media, in television, radio, and print, that there have to be a lot of affiliated jobs, and you didn't find it that way. That's very interesting.
Well, I did. I mean, but I was an athletic trainer.
Oh, okay. Can you hold on? Can you hold on just a bit? I'd appreciate that. Let's put him on the hold right there. We'll be back with more Beach and Company on News Radio 930. We'll continue with Tim on a cell phone after the news.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.